This recording, Scotland 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much neater for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this, of course, treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. 2 weeks before I moved here, we moved out of the house, so that was quite distressing. I went to school in a local village school called Gateside Primary, and then from there I went on to Garnock Academy, which was in Kilburnie. And 3 towns went to that school, Beath, Dorey and Kilburnie. And I did 6 years at that school, so I left when I was 17, and then I moved to Stirling University when I was still 17, so it was a big adventure. Spent 2 years there, started doing film and media and marketing. I also did it with computing 1 semester and philosophy the next, but I'm still stuck with film and media, and then I applied for coming here when I was in second year at Stirling, so I would have been 18 or so, yeah, 18 or 19. And then I came out here 8 weeks ago, and I've been here ever since. Really enjoy living. I'm enjoying it here, but it's so different to Scotland. I really enjoy like the size of the place is huge. Scotland, I don't know if you've ever been, but it's tiny. But I miss like all my friends, my family, and my flat in Scotland, and my niece. I've got a small niece called Caitlin, so I miss all that. I miss my family, my parents. Well, near me, of course, is Gateside, and then beside that is Beath, and then there's Lugton, and the nearest big town would be Paisley, which is, they're trying to debate whether to turn it into a city just now, and then beside Paisley there's Glasgow, which is, again, Glasgow's only half an hour away at the most, so that's where I went a lot when I was younger. There's also Irvine and Linwood, Kilmarnock, Ayr. I'm trying to think anywhere else. They're all the big towns, but where we are, we're very accessible to all of them. And then the next nearest place I would say would be Stirling, but that's about an hour's drive away from Glasgow.